Crouching ignominiously behind a tree, Muhammad was close to despair. It was customary for Arabs to take refuge with a god or a jinni in times of crisis. So now, Muhammad took refuge with Allah. O God, to Thee I complain of my weakness, my little resource and lowliness before men. O most merciful, Thou art Lord of the weak, and Thou art my Lord. To whom wilt Thou confide me? To one afar, who will misuse me? Or an enemy, to whom Thou hast given power over me? If Thou art not angry with me, I care not. Thy favour is more wide for me. I take refuge in the light of Thy countenance, by which the darkness is illumined, and the things of this world and the next are rightly ordered, lest Thy anger descend upon me, or Thy wrath light upon me. It is for Thee to be satisfied, until Thou art well pleased. There is no power and no might save in Thee. It is unusual for the historian Ibn Ishaq to give such an intimate account of Muhammad's state of mind. It indicates a moment of spiritual truth. In this act of Islam, of surrender, Muhammad realized more fully than ever before that he had no security and no true protector but Allah. God seemed to answer his prayer, because no sooner had he finished speaking than Adas, Utbah's slave boy, arrived with the grapes. He was a Christian, and Muhammad was delighted to learn that he came from Nineveh, the city of the prophet Jonah. He told Adas that Jonah was his brother, because he was a prophet too. Adas was so overwhelmed that, to the disgust of Utbah, who was watching the encounter, he kissed Muhammad's head, hands and feet. After this unexpected encounter with one of the people of the book, Muhammad felt less isolated. It reminded him that even though the Arabs had rejected him, there was a multitude of worshippers in the great world outside Arabia who would understand his mission. He felt cheered as he began his homeward journey and stopped to pray in the small oasis of Nakhla, where he was overheard by a group of jinn, of unseen beings. The word jinn did not always refer to the whimsical sprites of Arabia. It could also be used for strangers, people who had hitherto been unseen. The Quran indicates that the travellers, who lurked out of sight in Nakhla, listening to Muhammad's recitation, may have been Jews. They were so overcome by the beauty and felicity of the Arabic scripture that when they returned home, they told their people that they had heard a revelation bestowed from on high after that of Moses, which confirmed the truth of the Torah and would guide human beings to the right path.